It's time for a little Buckeye beatdown.
614-821-9710 is the number. Like we said, the best toss-up question will receive a pair of tickets to see the Blue Jackets take on the St. Louis Blues. Brad, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, hello. I got a question for you two to debate.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, J.K. Dobbins, already fourth all-time Buckeye history in rushing, if I'm right. But if you two were betting up against each other, would you take the bet that J.K. Dobbins would be number two all-time after Ohio State's done with Rutgers?
Thank you, Brad. That's a good question. So J.K. Dobbins right now, and Brad is right, because J.K. Dobbins just passed Tim Spencer in the last game against Wisconsin at 3,553. J.K. Dobbins now has 3,566. He needs about 203 more yards to get Eddie George's all-time record, or not all-time record, third on the list.
Right.
And then he needs 396 yards to catch Zeke for second all-time. And with the way that he has been running, Timmy, and you look at the two opponents that are coming in here, you're on the road at Rutgers, and then you're home against Maryland. The dude has been a total wrecking ball this year.
Well, what are you saying? No way could I take that bet. I mean, no, I'd have to be getting great odds to take that bet.
I mean, 396 in two games. He has been running like crazy, but you're talking about...
That's 200-yard games.
I know. You're talking about you're averaging 200-yard games, and he hasn't had a 200-yard rushing game.
They're crappy
this
opponents.
Season.
I mean, there's a chance. There, I get it, but if you would get... You give me something like 10-1, I'd do that. But that's it. If you were... Maybe you were thinking that he was where Eddie George is. I don't know. Like, if you were looking at the all-time rushing list, maybe that's what he was thinking. Or if you would say going into the game, now you're talking.
I think he'll be number two by the Michigan game.
Yeah.
I think that he will get 400 yards in his next three games, and he will solidify himself as the second greatest rusher in Ohio State history.
You're talking about a buck 30 or so average.
Sure.
To get it by the game.
Buck 35 average.
I think he could go wild against Penn State. Yeah, I don't care about Penn State's defense. I think he goes wild against them, just as he does against Maryland and Rutgers. But yeah, I can't go there. Good one, though.
I can't get there either. I don't think he does it. I think he's got a very good chance of doing it by the end of the Penn State game. Nathan, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Which former Buckeye player that didn't make it in the NFL would you have wanted to have a Hall of Fame career?
Which former player? Thank you, Nathan.
Bobby Carpenter, for sure.
Which former player that didn't make it in the – he made it in the NFL. What are you talking about?
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He had to host with me at some point on the Buckeyes show.
That's right.
He was in the NFL a good long while. Yeah.
I'm going to go with one JT Barrett. Who I'm going to go with. That or Aaron Kraft going to the NBA. I know that wasn't technically the question, but I know your love for Aaron Kraft.
That's a former player that he never bounced a ball in the NBA. Never bounced a ball. Did you see Kata also?
No.
By the way?
No, what happened?
Kata starting off in the G League, guys. What's going on?
He had a great end of the year last year.
I thought he did too.
Yeah, I did too. Who's your pick for the Hall of Famer? Well, you did say Bob, so I guess that counts.
How about
Michael Bennett?
How about Zach Bourne?
Zach Bourne. That's
my
guy. That's another.
Take out the trash on the NFL.
Another good one.
Gold jacket, green jacket. Who gives a?
Corey, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Corey.
All right, guys, so I have a crossover question.
Okay.
If you had to go into a fight and you had to pick one of these two players, either a slimmed-down Caleb Wesson, a little bit thinner, longer reach, or the kind of a bulked-up, more agile, more explosive J.K. Dobbins, the smaller, but a lot more punches could be thrown in like a 60-second pace.
If we had to go up in any of against any of those two,
it sounded like you said that we're bringing them into a fight? Like, is one of them with us? Go back to him if you can. Yeah. Is one of them with us, or we're fighting one of them?
They're going into battle with you.
With us.
You have to choose one to take into battle with you.
Okay, good.
What kind of
battle? Like battle royale? Like us against the whole bar?
Yeah,
like Roadhouse? What
brawl.
Is it?
Back alley brawl.
We don't know how many we could be going up against.
Thank you, Corey.
Could be two guys or could turn out to be 10 guys.
I'm going to go with J.K. Dobbins on that one. He said a little bit more bulked up. I think that J.K. would just be a big ball hate in a fight, and I think that I'd have him on my team. Caleb would also be very good,
you know,
because he could take on
no,
a lot.
I got this. You know what you do? You bring Caleb over, and you say, Caleb, it's time to foul.
It's time to go.
It's time to foul everybody.
It's just time
and
to rock, man.
Foul the S out of everybody.
Josh, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, my question is say Ohio State plays LSU in the first round. Who do you got? What do you think the score would be? And then also, if it plays out right, you know, still have a bunch of unbeaten teams, do you think that they'll push for more teams in the playoff?
Thank you, Josh. So if Ohio State played LSU right now in the semifinals, what do I think the score would be? I'm saying Ohio State 38, LSU 34. And of course, if there's going to be undefeated, if you're saying if there's five undefeated teams and they only let four in, yeah, I don't think that can happen because LSU plays Bama, Ohio State plays Penn State. So you'll automatically have that there. But I understand what you're saying. There's going to be a push for that no matter what, Josh, that everybody, you are going to want more teams in this. I'm fine with four. I really am. I don't think you need expansion. I think it's fine the way it is, unless you go to eight with a home game for the top four seeds. But there's always going to be a push for expansion right now.
I was already with expanding the field. So I'm still, however that has to happen, I don't even care like what the arguments, what the backlash is to who gets left out this year. I would be for the eight. Absolutely. And as far as I'm already on the train. I'm
the Dwayne
on,
train?
Yes. I'm on that train. I'm on the JK train. Any kind of train there is with the Buckeyes going right to the national championship. I am on it and I'm tooting the horn. I'll go 30-17 over LSU if that's who the Buckeyes meet in the semis.
I'll pick Ohio State
to beat everybody now.
The other day, too, someone asked him at his press conference.
He was calling them team up north still.
Yeah, that was amazing because someone asked him if you didn't see this. They said, which is the better rivalry game to be in, LSU against Alabama or Ohio State against Michigan? And Joe referred to Michigan as the team up north still, even being down in the Bayou, which is unbelievable.
Once a Buckeye, always a Buckeye.
Absolutely. Who was your favorite question? My vote goes to Corey and bring in alongside JK or Caleb Wesson.
Absolutely.
All right.
I second that. Corey, that was a nice one. That was up our alley.
Corey is going to receive a pair of tickets to the Columbus Blue Jackets versus the St. Louis Blues on Friday, November 15th. Fans can assist with the Hockey Fights Cancer Cause by purchasing tickets for this game at bluejackets.com/thefan. For each ticket purchased, the Columbus Blue Jackets Foundation will donate the same amount of tickets for this game to pediatric cancer patients